You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Rocket. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Rocket.
Well, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing in it. We're glad in it. We thank God for another opportunity, another time to come into your homes, into your cars, into however you're listening to us. Guess what? By the radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. It's about time for your miracle. Things are getting ready to happen. Things will happen no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like. God is still on your side. Good morning. Good Friday morning. This is Friday, the end of the week. But guess what? It's just the beginning of your miracle. God is getting ready to bring you out. God is getting ready to bring you over, bring you across. Don't worry about it. Walk in faith, not fear. Walk in faith, not fear. Walk in faith, not fear. I want to encourage you, tell somebody, call somebody, text somebody, let them know Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins is on the air now. Come on, hallelujah. I want you to get somebody on the phone. Let them tune in to the radio broadcast. Tell somebody. Come on, it's about time for your miracle. God is getting ready to do certain situation things. God's getting ready to bring you out by a miracle. Keep the faith. Hold on, because God is on your side. Again, we want to say good morning to you, you, and you. No matter what it looks like, God is still able to see you through. Hold your head up high. You're coming out. Because why? We're at the end of the week. We're at the end of the week. You had a hard week working this week, but you're at the end of the week. Some of you got a short day today. That's just like the kids do in school. Amen. But guess what? Your miracle is still right here. Your miracle is on the way. Come on. Hold your head up high. Again, you're tuning to the radio broadcast, the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founder and pastor, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. Praise our God. We like to give a good God bless you shout out to Lady Watkins. Amen. Hallelujah. Evangelist Dr. Benita Watkins, and to our church mother, Mother Delaney Brown. God bless you, and to all our prophetess. Amen. God bless you, prophetess Dr. Rita Wright. God bless you. Amen. Thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Prophetess Dr. Gathers, hallelujah, Doris Gathers, God bless you. We say good morning to you. Amen. Good morning to Evangelist Dr. Catherine Mishra. Good morning. Amen. Evangelist Morrow, God bless you. Good morning to you. Evangelist Michelle Blackman, good morning to you. Evangelist Patty Harvey, God bless you. Thank God for you and all the evangelists. That man, Evangelist Juliet Williams, God bless you. Thank God for you all tuning into the radio broadcast. Amen. I just wanted to give a good God bless you shout out to all of you, the church members there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Good morning to you. Listen, let's go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another opportunity. We thank you for another time. We thank you now, God, how you allowed us to come together. Somebody, Cypress audience, Facebook, Twitter, amen, hallelujah. Some just by the way are listening through the radio. We thank you now, God, that you have brought us together once again to experience a time like this with you, Father. And even now, Father, bless those on the other side of the dial, radio dial, or the other side of Twitter, Facebook, Father, or Instagram, Father, however they're tuning in today, God. We thank you. We thank you, and we bless you, and we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. I want to send out our condolences to the bereaved families, those that are going through bereavement hour. We want to send out our condolences and prayers to you. Man, we are those who want to stay sick and shut in. We're going to be praying for you that God will heal you and touch your body. Praise our God. And we want to send out congratulations to all of you that is getting ready to go through a great event in your life this weekend or whatever have you. Amen. God bless you. Shout out to the newlyweds. About to be the newlyweds on tomorrow. Amen. Which will be Steve McClarity and Sister Cynthia Watkins. They will come together on tomorrow. Amen. We want someone that's not a good God bless you. Shout out to them on their wedding to be on tomorrow. Amen. Hallelujah. So we want to say that we love you and we're sending out blessings upon you all. Amen. Thank God for you coming together as one. Praise our God. Listen, I want you to be in prayer. Amen. And decide your prayers for the Watkins family in the passing of my uncle, Deacon Don Watkins. Amen. Hallelujah. In Arizona. So be in prayer for the Watkins family that God would see them through, see us through. Amen. And put his arms around us and cover us. Amen. Even with my cousins, them out there in Arizona. Pray that God will take them through this difficult time. So I want you to be encouraged. Amen. Hold your head up high. Everybody else that's in bereavement hour, that's going through, that I don't know about, you know about, let's keep them in prayer. That God will bring them out. God will bring them through. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to be encouraged once again. Today we want to talk about, amen, enduring faith. Enduring faith. Amen. Hallelujah. We can't be weary in well-doing. We got to hold fast to our faith. Praise our God. Even though the enemy try to make it like it's not going to happen. Even though the enemy try to tell us it's not going to happen. But we got to walk by faith according to what the word of God says. Enduring faith. Enduring faith. Praise our God. Faith is just out there. Faith is just you believe God. You believe God. For what he said, you must first believe that he is a rewarder to them that do what? Diligently seek him. So enduring faith. Hallelujah. Be steadfast in your faith. Be steadfast in your faith. No matter what it looks like. We understand that the world was framed through faith. Hallelujah. They call it to Hebrews. Hallelujah. 11. We talked about Hebrews 11 and 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Enduring faith. Now, we are going to go through trials. We're going to go through tests. We're going to go through difficult situations. But we must know this. We must believe what we're saying and hold fast to our faith. Come on, hold fast to our faith. Our faith is there. Your faith is there. But what your faith is doing is laying dormant. It has to be woken up. Why it's laying dormant, Apostle? It's because of what you're going through and you're not operating in it. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Because what we see, come on, what we see is only temporary. This is only a temporary situation that you're in. Your faith has already allowed you to come over, to come across, to come through, and come out. It's about time for your miracle. So when you begin to walk by faith, when you begin to walk by faith, that means you have decided not to walk by sight. That means you have decided, come on somebody, that means you have decided in your mind, no matter what it looks like, no matter how I feel, I'm going to operate it by faith. Because the Bible says Abraham did what? Staggered not at the promises of God, what? Through unbelief. Unbelief. So what I'm saying today, enduring faith. Come on, you got to have that enduring faith. I don't care what it says, seems like. I don't care what they say. The situation is trying to dictate to you that God is not faithful to what he said. He's not going to bring you out. The situation is trying to tell you it looks like you're about to go under. But my faith, come on, my faith is telling me, my enduring faith, come on, I need somebody to tag and share this. Invite somebody on. Come on, call and bring somebody on the air. Tell them that we're now on the air. Text somebody. Invite them in. Come on, I need you to invite them in because they need to hear this. This faith is enduring faith. You got to have faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. This is what the word of God said according to Hebrews 11 and 1. Now, not tomorrow, not next week, right now. No matter what you're in, come on, I need you one person to tag and share. If you on Twitter, I need you to tag and share this. Come on, hallelujah, you're on Instagram. Somebody need to know this right now because your faith is got to be enduring. It's got to hold out. You got to hold out with your faith. Come on. You can't give up. You can't give out. You can't give in because of what you're going through. You got the word of God says, faith filled words dominate. Faith filled words do what? Take over. Faith filled words do what? They take root. They take shape. They take form. They take fashion out of your mouth, out of your mouth. It's out of your mouth when you begin to talk faith. It's out of your mouth when you begin to operate in faith. Come on. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Come on. It's the evidence. When you got faith, you already got the evidence. Come on, somebody. You already know. Come on. I need somebody to tag. I need y'all to tag. Bring somebody in if you can. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Because we need to build up your faith. We need to build up your faith. And how? Faith cometh by hearing the word of God. You got to have a word, a right now word, to operate in this faith. Now faith. Enduring faith. Now faith. Faith that conquers. Faith that moves. Faith that brings you out of situations, circumstances. Come on. Hear what I'm saying. According to the word of God. Enduring faith. Come on. Hallelujah. Enduring faith right now. Not tomorrow. Not next week. But enduring faith. I'm enduring it. When? Now. Come on. Not tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Come on. Next week will take care of itself. Come on. See, faith is dealing with the now. It's dealing with the now. Hallelujah. It's not dealing with yesterday. That was yesterday. I'm talking about right now. The circumstances, the situation that you're in now. Right now. Somebody need to type in right now. Share this right now. Because why? Faith endures. Faith holds out. Faith holds out through variation. Faith holds out through fear. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing. Faith holds out through doubt. Come on. Faith holds out through the rain, the snow. If wherever you at, it may be snowing. Or wherever you at, we're in here. It may be rain. It may be a little cold. But faith endures. Faith doesn't take a chill pill. Faith does not give up. Come on. Hallelujah. For the Bible again, I'm going to say it again. Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. Right now, I need somebody to say, I have it when? Now. Come on. I have my healing now. I have my deliverance now. Why? Because faith is bringing it to me. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God against all odds. I believe God. When do I believe him? I believe him now. When would I have my healing? Right now. When would I have my miracle? Right now. When I would have my peace? Right now. Because why? Faith. Now faith. Now faith. F-A-I-T-H. Right now. It's now. Come on. It's now. Come on. We're overcome. We're healed. Right now. According to the word of God. The enemy tries to tell you that it's not going to happen. The enemy tries to paint a picture and make you worry, make you fear, make you doubt. Come on here. Make you feel that it's not going to happen. But tell the enemy what the word of God says. Come on. Hallelujah. I have not because I have not because I ask not. Come on. Hallelujah. So turn it around. I have it because I'm asking in faith. I'm waiting in faith. Come on. I'm walking in faith just because it has not materialized right now, according to what the word say. Now, faith, that don't mean it's not happening. In the heavenly realm, it has already happened. So what you got to do, you got to pull it down from the heavenly realm into the earthly realm right now. Come on, I know I'm teaching real good here. Right now. See, you got to go against what we've been taught. You got to go against what this is the Lord's will. Yes, I know he said we need to pray. If it be the Lord's will, we'll do such and such. But it is the Lord's will for us to be healed. It is the Lord's will for us to prosper. Y'all ain't going to say nothing to me. Come on. This is what he said. Beloved, I wish that thou mayest what? Prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. So what the enemy tried to say, that he's trying to put it on just because people are going through things, the enemy tries to talk to you and thank you because you are walking in faith now that it's not happening. Come on. You got to walk this. Endure faith. Hallelujah. For the race is not given to the swift, but to the what? To the one that will endure it and hold out to the end. So your faith is going to get you there. Come on. Hallelujah. If you're going to worry, this is my motto. If people are picking it up, they said that's their motto, but their motto too. But this is my motto. If I'm going to worry, I'm not going to pray. And if I'm going to pray, come on, I'm not going to worry. Come on, because I know now faith causes me to walk in what? Right now, victory. Come on. Now faith causes me what? To be healed according to the word of God. Now, because I'm claiming it. I'm stating it. Come on. Hallelujah to God. Just because you're going through some circumstances and situations, that don't mean you don't have faith to believe now. Come on. Look at the man that laid by the pool. All this time. Hallelujah. 38 years laid by the pool. Come on. Laid there by the pool. And the Bible says that the angel came down at a certain time to what troubled the water. And whosoever jumped in right then, they were made whole according to the word of God. That's right now faith. Come on, you got to have right now faith. You got to have that kind of faith that endure. I don't care how long it take, I'ma still hold fast to my confession. I don't care how long it seems like I've been in this situation. I know through faith I'm out. I'm coming out of this. Come on, now faith, right now. Come on, look at the woman. Hallelujah, that had the issue of blood. Come on, for 12 long years. Come on. Hallelujah. But the Bible said that she had went to doctor. Stood her getting better. Come on, bad English. Stood her getting better. She got worse. Come on. She got better. Worse. But then here it is. One day, her faith, she said in her mind. See, you got to say it through the eyes of God and see it through the eyes of God and say it through the mouth of God. She said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. She had to hear about Jesus. Come on. If I could just touch the hem of his garment. She said, I know. See, this is what I'm talking about. When your faith is like this, I know I'll be made whole. No matter what I'm going through, if I can just get enough strength to muscle up to begin to speak faith-filled words right now, I know I'll be made whole. Oh, this is some good teaching. I know I'll be made whole. Come on. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that as she went through the crowd, see, you got to go through some stuff, but your faith got to be determined. Y'all ain't going to say nothing to me. The Bible says, as she went through the crowd, come on, she went through she went through all the odds, praise God, because she was not supposed to be out there. She was considered unclean. Praise our God. Hallelujah. So she pressed her way through the crowd. You got to have that enduring faith. I'm going through it. It seems like the enemy trying to close in upon me, but my faith stand tall in the midst of the adversities in the situation that I'm in. I'm coming out. Come on. I'm coming out. Tell somebody. Tag somebody and tell them I'm coming out of this. Why? Because my faith, enduring faith, hallelujah, according to what the word says, endure, hallelujah, endure as a what? Good soldier. I'm enduring through this. My faith is coming alive. My faith is being strong. Amen. Through this. Praise our God. So here it is. She pressed her way through the crowd to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. And the Bible says, oh my God. And the Bible says, I wish I had some help right now. And the Bible says she was made whole. So you got to hold fast to enduring faith in order to be made whole. Come on. Hallelujah. It's right now, faith. Enduring right now in the midst of what I'm in. In the midst of what I'm going through. I'm trying to wake somebody's faith up. I'm trying to encourage you today. Your miracle is right there in your mouth. Come on. You got to hold out. Your healing is right there. I don't care how your body right with pain. I know you say you ain't in it. You're not going through it. But guess what? You got to hold fast to your confession. You got to hold fast to your faith, the enduring faith. I believe God, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, I know God is able. You ain't going to say nothing to me out there. I know he's able. How do you know he's able? Because his word says right now. It says right now, according to my faith, you can have what you say. Come on. And the world was framed, hallelujah, by the spoken word. Hallelujah. By the spoken word of God. And he said, and let there be. And there was. Come on. And nothing changed. And nothing changed. Come on. So guess what? Everything he spoke into existence, it remains the same. And it's stronger today. So guess what? He spoke you into existence. We are here. Hallelujah. He created man. He made woman. Come on. Hallelujah. He allowed man to have some knowledge. Come on. But it's all him. Amen. And that's what our faith is doing. We got to walk in the now. You got to walk in the now. Not yesterday. You got to walk in the now. Come on. The enemy tried to dampen your faith. The enemy tried to dampen your faith. But you got to believe God. It's up to you and I to believe what his word said. It's up to you and I to take these words off these pages, praise God, and operate into what he said. Come on, tag and share. Invite somebody in. Hallelujah. Get excited about it. Push that button and bring somebody on in and let them hear what the word is God is saying. They need to have this enduring faith. Faith that endures. Faith that holds out. Come on. Faith that doesn't give up. Come on. Faith that doesn't give in. Come on, somebody. You got to hold fast to your faith. Keep your faith. Keep your faith. Keep your faith. Hallelujah. It is now faith according to the word of God. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Come on, bring somebody on. Praise our God. It is now. Bring somebody in. Let them come on in on your faith. Come on. Hallelujah. Let the enemy know I'm in this and I'm coming out. Come on. Let the enemy know you cannot no longer. Come on. You cannot no longer put a dampen on what I believe. Because guess what? His word is his bond. His word is his bond. And guess what? He had to back his word. Come on. Come on. God had to back his word. Come on. If you act it, God will back it. Come on. If you confess it and put it out there through faith, God will. Hallelujah. He will do what he say he's going to do about your circumstances and your situation. Ah, God, praise our God. I want you to know now it is faith. Now it is faith. Now it is faith. The unspoken word. Come on. Hallelujah. It is faith. You got to allow your faith to arise and endure. Hallelujah. The old patriarchs in the word of God, they stood on the word. They stood on the word. Stephen stood on the word. Daniel stood on the word. Hallelujah. Jehoshaphat stood on the word. Come on. You got to stand on the word through faith. Come on. You can't stand by yourself. You got to stand. You got to stand on the word of God through your faith. It's your faith that's made you whole. That's what it say. It's your faith that's made you whole. So the woman that had the issue of blood, she touched the hem of Jesus' garment. It was her faith that made her what? Whole. It completed her. Come on. It was Abraham's faith. Come on. That he believed God for a son. Praise our God. Then he went, praise our God. And he had the son. Praise the name of Jesus. Now it is he that worketh in us and through us. Praise God. That we will, come on, be overcomers. We will be healed. We will be delivered. We will be set free. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Through faith, through the word of God, through the word of God. Do not allow the enemy to do what? Make you, hallelujah, give up. You got to hold fast to your faith. Those of you that's on the line, praise our God. Those of you that's on the line, you got to hold fast to your faith. Join in with me. Hallelujah. My faith is taking me someplace. Listen, that's what you need to start saying. My faith is taking me someplace. My faith is bringing me out of some circumstances, situations that I know God has already brought me out. Why? Because I have enduring faith. I have that faith that won't give up. I have the faith, hallelujah, that won't give in, that won't give out. Come on, somebody. It is now. Hallelujah. If it's not faith, right now, it's not faith. Come on. Fear, doubt, and unbelief has no place in your life. Fear, torment, doubt, and unbelief has no place in your life. If you're walking and you believe in God, come on. I know it seems like sometimes you're going to be challenged and have challenge in your body. But guess what? By the word of God and through the word of God, I believe I have what I say. Why? I confess. I believe it. I have it. Endure faith. Come on. My faith, according to what the word of God says. Now, it's already done. It's already done. And why? Sometimes it's expediently. Sometimes it's slow process. But it's already done. I'm coming out. In some circumstances, immediately they was made whole. And then some circumstances, as they went, they were made whole. Come on. Look at the 10 lepers. Look at the 10 lepers. They were cleansed. Jesus said to them, according now to the word of God, he said, as you go. Hallelujah. You'll be cleansed as you go. So that means enduring faith. You got the spoken word. He have already spoken it. But as you go and do some things, you will get the results as you go. But you can't allow your faith, hallelujah, fall weak as you go, because you don't see it materialize right there as you go. Hallelujah. He told me, you'll be whole. You'll be made whole. He said, go show yourself to the priest. And as you go, the healing will come. Come on. So look at the woman that was bound down to the ground for 18 years. Praise God. She got immediate healing through faith. She got immediate healing. Jesus said to her, loose her and let her go. Spirit of infirmity, loose her and let her go. Immediately, according to the scripture, immediately the woman straightened up. Come on. So what you're saying, Apostle, excuse me, what you're saying, I'm saying to you, according to your faith, be it unto you when now. Be it unto you right now, according to your faith. And the Lord said, what did he say? What did he say about your circumstances? You got to have enduring faith. You got to have the faith to hold out, because it's already done. Faith has already made it possible for me to do what? Come through this. Faith have already made it possible for me not to walk by sight, but walk by faith. My time is coming, gone. I got to get out of here. But your faith got to remain in the situation, circumstances that you're in. You got to maintain your faith and have enduring faith, holding out faith. In 1 minute, just in case you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sins, you got an opportunity right now to know him. He said, if thou shalt believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. You shall be saved. No matter what you're going through with, no matter what you're facing, know this, God will save you. He will pick you up and turn you around. Place your feet on solid ground. If you believe that, confess that with your mouth, and believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, and you have done this, you're saved. Find you. Don't stop there. Get in the Bible teaching church that will teach you truth, lead you, amen, and guide you through your Christian walk. Because it's what? It's now faith. It's time for your miracle. Listen, I got to get up out of here. Monday, same station, same time. Come on. 1510 on your AM dial. WWBC. It's about time for your miracle. Go in peace. Have a great weekend. Don't forget to go to a place of your choice of worship. If you got a church home, go there and hear what the word has to say. God bless you. See you in the move of God. God bless you. Listen, thank you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.